Welcome to the Clark University Campus Tree Audio Tour. This is Norm Freund, Professor of Philosophy, and I will be serving as your guide. You have accessed the cornerstone, replacement buildings, and back campus portion of this tour. This part of the tour begins at the 1986 cornerstone on the outside corner of the Sacred Heart Chapel. This is just off of the entranceway to the atrium. If you are not yet at that location, please proceed there before continuing this tour. As you look at this cornerstone, this is the cornerstone upon the recovery from the Great Fire of 1984. In that year, materials that had been used for roofing that were being stored on the roof of one of the old buildings spontaneously combusted. And when the materials burned into the common all-wood attic of those aged buildings, a great fire occurred. By the time the fire was over, Sacred Heart Chapel, Mary Bertrand Hall, Rose O'Toole Hall, and Margaret Mann Hall had all been destroyed. 2 years later, these beautiful replacement buildings that you see before you opened, and a new cornerstone was laid, and behind the cornerstone, a time capsule of mementos from that era was installed. As you read the cornerstone, you can see that it says, "The future of Clark College rests on the foundations of our heritage, founded 1843. By the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary." At the corner of this building, where the cornerstone is, there is a Cleveland flowering pear. This is the class tree for the graduates of 2019. Turn now to walk west on the inner sidewalk. That is the sidewalk not closest to the street, but closer to the buildings. As you walk down the sidewalk toward the west, about 3/4 of the distance towards Mary Josita Hall, stop when you get to tree markers on either side of this inner sidewalk. If you look to your right, you'll see a blue spruce tree named Annie. This was planted in 1995. It is not a class tree, but a memorial to Sister Anne Segris, BVM. Sister Annie had been a longtime member of the music department and then had transitioned into service in administration at Clark University. When she died prematurely in the mid-1990s, this tree was planted in her honor and memory. On the opposite side of the sidewalk, you'll see an emerald maple. This was planted by the graduates of 2002. They named their tree Apogee, which means zenith or high point. The reason they chose this name is that the class of 2002 graduated the 10,000th student in Clark history, dating back to 1843. One tree of significance that used to be in this area that no longer exists is the class tree for the graduates of 1977. They planted their tree adjacent to the old chapel, and that tree survived the fire of 1984. During reconstruction, however, when much earth had to be moved for the new replacement buildings, that tree became an island of grass and land amidst all the construction that was going on. Because of this, in February of 1986, it was removed and then replanted a couple months later near the street, only to have to be removed for good in 2005 because of progress of the college. In that year, the Gantz Center was installed with the decorative lights along the street, and one of those light posts needed to be planted immediately where the tree had been. The last part of the tour is on the back campus. Please continue up the steps to your west and enter Mary Josita Hall. Then go down a half a flight of stairs and follow the ground corridor to your west until you can exit out the back campus. The tour will resume at that point. Welcome to our back campus, officially named Angel Campus. This part of the campus got that name because of our heritage from the Academy days. There used to be a large statue on this back campus of a guardian angel with its hand on the shoulder of a child. This statue was very close to where the former grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes stood on the back campus as well. As you look towards the left, these particular pieces of our heritage existed near where the back of our library is today. If you look immediately to your right, you will see a royal red maple. This was planted by the graduates of 2003. They named their tree Francis. This was not, though, for Mary Frances Clark, but for Francis of Assisi, and the tree's name had a double meaning for them. They wanted to emphasize the care of animals and nature exhibited by St. Francis, which is part of our heritage of sustainability on this campus. There was one additional meaning, too. In March of 2003, we went to war as a country with Iraq. And among other things, St. Francis is the patron saint of peace. So they gave their name, Francis, to their tree in the hopes to an end to that war and the resumption of peace. As you look to the left, you'll see a very large maple tree by the sand volleyball court. This is the class tree for the graduates of 1963. These graduates named their tree Hekaton Aikos, which is Greek for 120. Why did they choose this name? Because they graduated 120 years after the founding of Clark University. Proceed now to the edge of the service driveway and gaze upon the green space that slopes downward in front of you. In the history of Clark tree planting, one and only one tree was planted in any given year, except for the year 2008, when five class trees were planted. This was because in that year, the tradition shifted from the spring semester to the fall. So in April of 2008, those graduates planted their tree, Serendipity, on the Catherine Byrne campus. That fall, through the insight of Sister Joanne Burroughs, our president at the time, we began planting trees for incoming classes. This meant they could enjoy the growth of their tree over the course of several years and then name it their senior year. So that fall, on September 10th, and always in conjunction on subsequent falls with our opening convocation, new classes plant their tree. That particular fall, the seniors planted and named their tree, and the juniors, sophomores, and first-year students also planted their trees. In this area, many of the class trees are oak trees. That is because many of our heritage oaks from this area of campus that were here when the institution opened in 1881 were beginning to die off. So a new generation of oaks replaced them. As you proceed downward into the grassy area, you will notice a foxtail spruce. This is the tree of the graduates of 2013, and they named their tree Hashtag Tree, indicating the importance of social media and the internet by the time that they had graduated. As you continue further towards West Locust Street, you will see a Kentucky coffee tree. This is the tree of the graduates of 2015. They named their tree Endurance. The significance of the name was this, that they had endured and accomplished all their major goals in graduating in 2015, with a little help from a cup of coffee every day as well. Further still, towards West Locust Street, is a northern red oak. This tree is from the class of 2014 and is entitled Single John. There is a very interesting story here. John Heidler was a graduate of the class of 2014, and in his freshman year, he had set the tone of being an individual who could be true to his own self by introducing himself to everyone as, "Hi, I'm John, and I'm single," and he remained single through his 4 years of study here. This made such an impact on the members of his class that they named their tree Single John in 2014. As you move back towards the Service Drive area, you will find a Burr Oak tree, which is the class tree for the graduates of 2012. They named their tree the Whomping Willow, which was the Harry Potter protective tree in the book and movie series about Harry Potter. Also in this area, you'll find a Swamp White Oak for the class of 2011, named Universitree. 2011 was the first graduation year for Clark University, 2010 having been the last graduation year for Clark College. So this tree forever shows that change of name in our institution's history. Closer yet to the service driveway, now behind Mary Benedict Hall, you will find the class tree for the class of 2010. It is a pin oak that they named Branches of Time in honor of how their roots bonded together to form the branches of all their different majors and field of study. Also here is the class tree for the graduates of 2009. This chinkapin oak is entitled the Thinking Tree. This one is of special significance to me because my son, Gabriel Freund, graduated class of 2009, and he was a philosophy major. So the fact that his class named their tree a thinking tree has a particular meaning of importance to me. One tree no longer here, but of significance, was the class tree of 1970. They planted a tulip tree here behind Mary Benedict Hall that they named Sundance Tree. This was after the Sundance Kid in the famous movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. A few days later, though, and before the official dedication, four students were killed at Kent State protesting the Vietnam War. In a rather somber dedication of the Sundance Tree, students at that time exhibited their desire for peace and their opposition to the war in Vietnam in dedicating this tree. This now concludes this portion of the Heritage Tour about our trees. You can access another portion at this time if you would like. If not, you shall need to return to the inner circle of the campus by following the green space upward between Mary Benedict Hall and the apartment complex as the back door to Mary Josita Hall, where you began this part of the tour, will be locked.